Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Good morning, everybody. World famous Tyrone Johnson show here on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking it to 12 noon today. 610-632-0975 is the number to participate as usual. Dylan producing, I'm here with you. And we start on this Saturday like we start every single Saturday with the word of the week. And the word of the week this week is Chance. And like always, people, I promise it will all make sense. All right, the draft is always a game of chance. At the end of the day, there's a tremendous amount of money invested and a lot of time put in, months and months of timing put into a situation where it's a game of chance. And what you want your team to do is to give to draft based on giving your the best chance for the players to make it. You want your team to give each player the best chance to succeed after they're drafted, and then giving your team the best chance to have success as a team. Chance. Because no, there are no sure things in the draft. There are very few sure things, if any sure things in the draft, but there are also things that are less than a sure thing in a draft. And now, after night one, Devonta Smith, most fans agreed that Howie Roseman gave the Eagles a chance to get better because they feel like Devonta Smith has a good chance of being a good player. And he was praised all across the city and all across the country. Good job, Howie Roseman. But now, we fast forward to night two of the NFL draft, and they draft Landon Dickerson with the 37th overall pick and Milton Williams, defensive tackle, with the 73rd overall pick. And they picked up, because three wasn't enough, a fourth six-round pick as they move from 70 to 73. And there is a chance that all three of those gentlemen go on to be excellent players. And obviously we hope that all three of them go on to be excellent players. But I have to be honest right at the top of the show. I don't want to be this way. Saturdays are light. It's going to be a nice day. Hopefully all that crazy wind for the last 24 hours or so is going to die down. I'll be at the Phillies game later playing, taking on the Mets and booing Abdullah Herrera. I'm looking forward to that. But I have to be honest, I did not like night two of the draft for the Eagles. I don't like it because I don't think Howie gave this team the enough of a chance to get better by getting some starters as you rebuild. There's no reason when you're rebuilding that you can't get football players that will actually play for you. That's not a bad thing. So we know what happened with Sidney Jones. Now, so we know that. That's the backdrop. And he knows that. Where they took a very talented player who was ranked very high but had some injury concerns. And he knows that it didn't work out. So what he decides to do at 37, you could have taken JOK, the linebacker, Notre Dame, can really play, could have taken him, don't take him. Could have taken Asante Samuel Jr., who would start week one at corner, a very important position. Instead, no, he decides to draft Landon Dickerson, and everyone likes it because he went to Alabama and he did a cartwheel. Yay! Meanwhile, you're talking about a guy with an injury history. Now, if it was just one injury, by all means. But I'm just going to go over the injury history, and then you tell me at the 37th overall pick, you guys tell me, because I could be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. I'm wrong all the time. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to read this off, and then I would love to hear how this is some great pick like I was hearing last night because he played at Alabama. Automatically, he's a great player. 2021, we all agree on the year. 2021 draft. 37th overall this player's taken. 2016, he had seven starts at right guard at Florida State before ACL out for the season. 2017 at Florida State, four starts at left guard before a season-ending ankle injury. So 2 years, two season-ending injuries for Landon Dickerson. 2018, he made one start and had an injury red shirt because it was only one start with a season-ending ankle injury. Transfers over to Alabama, 13 starts, plays the whole year at four games at right guard. He plays nine games at center. Great job. And then 2020, he's playing 11 games at center, playing great at Alabama, and another ACL injury. When asked yesterday, of course he said that he doesn't think the injuries are going to hold him back, but he also says he has no idea when he's going to play football. In addition to that, the Eagles have a lot of holes. A lot of holes. When is he going to play? When, like, even if he was healthy, is he taking Kelce's spot? Are we saying that Kelce is cooked and he's just going to take his spot this year? Or was this a pick, a luxury pick, for 2022, and at 37 overall, are the Eagles good enough to have a luxury pick? Not a player that would start at linebacker, not a player that would start at cornerback, not a player that would start anywhere, because the first two round picks must be starters. That's why I didn't like the Sidney Jones pick, and there's tape to prove it, and this is why I don't like this pick. And there's nothing against Landon Dickerson. I hope the guy's great. I hope he goes on and plays great for the next 10 years or hold up. He's not going to play this year. I hope he's great for the next 9 years after that, because Lord knows the Eagles are good enough to where they can stash players. So let me ask you, 37th overall pick, did Howie Roseman give the Eagles a good chance to be better this year? Did he give them a chance? No, he did not. He did not give them a chance. We're going to get to the poll thread because I could be crazy. I could be crazy. You know, I could be crazy, but I think you need a cornerback, and you have one right now. You have one cornerback on your roster right now. One. You have one linebacker on your roster, one and a half. Singleton, if you think he's good, fine. They signed one that was decent. This roster is not good enough for luxury picks. Fast forward to pick 70. Howie decides, no, I'm not going to pick at 70. I'm going to trade back. Phone number 610-632-0975. I'm going to trade back. You have every right to trade back. You have every right to trade back. And then they take Milton Williams, who I think is a good athlete, really short arms. The question is, third round, did Howie give this team a chance to be better in 2021 and beyond? You see, yes, when you're rebuilding, you're not trying to win everything for next year, but you are trying to get players who play and develop in your system so that when you are good, they help you. When they drafted Lane Johnson, they weren't very good. Lane Johnson started as a rookie and then was with you for the Super Bowl. You see, just because you're rebuilding, there's this notion out there that I've seen on social media last night that, oh, as long as you're good, you draft a player for 2 years or 3 years down the road. No, sometimes you need a player for the here and now and for the future. And I just want to know, Milton Williams, will the short arms hurt him? I don't know. He's a super athlete. I don't have a problem with the pick, but it seemed like the draft room did. It seemed like the draft room did. You've all seen it at this point. Tom Donahoe. Now, there are people out there that think, oh, that's just one guy. He's just a guy. So just so we know the resume, okay, just so we know the resume, Tom Donahoe was the Steelers general manager in the 90s. He's a football man. See, he's a football guy. I was told that Howie Roseman this year was going to listen to the football guys. There's at least one prominent football guy. At least one prominent football guy that didn't like the trade down because they wanted to draft somebody else at 70, and Howie wanted to get cute and get a fourth, sixth-round pick. So now, where does that leave us? Where does that leave us right now? Was the third-round pick, did that give them a chance to get better? I don't have a problem with the pick, but who the heck's going to cover on this team? Who's going to play linebacker on this team? When will Landon Dickerson play? Did Howie Roseman, I'm asking you out there, 610-632-0975, did Howie Roseman give everyone a chance, give this team a good enough chance to improve? Because, yes, they're rebuilding, but we're going to watch this team in 2021. Will Milton Williams be starting? Will Landon Dickerson be starting? We know Devonta Smith will be starting. And everybody gave him credit after that first day. And I think it was a mistake. I hated yesterday's draft picks overall. I hated the approach. It went back to Howie being Howie. Don't give me your scouts didn't put a medical flag on Landon Dickerson. Because scouts would have put a medical flag on him. Oh, he stayed true to the board. No, the hell he didn't stay true to the board. Because there's no way with that kind of medicals, which you have not been able to check due to COVID. Let's not pretend like the rules changed all of a sudden for the Eagles. And now all of a sudden they had access to the kid during COVID. They're lying to you. And people are carrying water for him. Don't let it happen. We got more to talk about. 610-632-0975. But people have been patient. I want to go to the phones now. We'll get to the poll thread. There's a lot to get to. Word of the week is chance. And did Howie Roseman give the Eagles the best chance to improve with this night two picks? They still have they have a fourth rounder, pick 123, a fifth rounder, pick 150. Now they have four sixth rounders, 189, 191, 224, 225, and two seventh rounders. I guess that's where the linebackers and the cornerbacks are going to be. In the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders, because you don't need any of those guys in the second and third round when your defense stinks. Curtis and Overbrook, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Curtis?
Hey, good morning, Ty. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I like your soliloquy this morning. Actually, you actually have done something that I didn't think you would be able to do this morning. I don't watch college football that much, and I just went by the pick itself. Once you actually gave out that information you just gave about the pick, you actually really exposed Howie Roseman in such a bad way, because I don't go that deep as you did, because I don't watch college. Once the draft happens, I start investing at that point in time. But to know this guy has had this many injuries and you take him this early, you just pretty much sink his ship, man. I'm sorry. This is a stupid pick. And I actually, as of last night, actually thought the pick was okay, because I even said to you yesterday, I don't believe Jason Kelce will finish next season. So you want to have somebody ready and in the pipeline. I said you have Isaac Seumalo. Now you actually have a center. But to know that all the injuries that you just said, you ruined my morning. Thanks a lot, Ty. You just ruined my morning.
This is my issue with the pick. They were supposed to have Herbig and Seumalo as the centers of the future. They drafted for these things. Then they go ahead, fine. They decide those guys aren't good enough. They have every right to decide that. But even if he is somehow has superhuman healing and at 344 pounds, January ACL surgery, let's say he's magic and it isn't the usual 12-month injury for most guys that size. What are the odds that he stays healthy with this long of an injury history? I can't rely on him year one at all. To me, he doesn't play a snap in year one. So then the question is, could someone at 37 been a good player to develop and actually played football? That's really my only thing, Curtis, is I want a player who is young and can develop but also will play. I don't think that's too much to ask that early in the draft.
No, it's not. And we just discussed this also yesterday. It's like bringing another Brandon Brooks into that situation. And it's like, what are you thinking? Like, now I'm not happy this morning. Thank you, Ty. I appreciate it. I could always respect when you give us information like that. Man, thank you so much. But, yeah, you just made me mad this morning. I mean, with that information.
I didn't set out to do that. We've talked to Mike Kay on the show multiple weeks. He likes to pick. He talked to a bunch of scouts, and they said the medicals won't be a concern and things will be great. And maybe that's true. My eyes tell me otherwise. And again, I'm not saying I'm always right. I'm wrong a bunch of the times. But I tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like that was a good idea and that this team's getting better. This team did not get better for 2021 and then perhaps the future, because we don't know how the guy's going to develop when he's had this many injuries. Again, injuries in 2016, injuries in 2017, injuries in 2018, healthy 2019, ACL injury, another one on the other knee. So he's now had both knees. He's torn the ACL in both knees. And this is a rookie, fresh, supposed to be fresh as a daisy. And even if he does have superhuman healing powers, as many people think, because he's just going to be automatically ready at 344 pounds for day one of training camp. Even if that is very true, and I hope it is, what are the odds that he stays on the field? And can you invest that highly in the 37th overall in a player that isn't hurt? And somebody said, oh, he'd be a top 20 pick if he wasn't hurt. Yeah. Well, if my uncle had pedals, he'd be a bicycle. I don't care what he would have been if we've heard that before. What is he now? And he seems like a very talented player with a very long injury history. And that's who you take? The Eagles are not. The Chiefs should take a player like that. Tampa Bay could take a player like that. The really, really good teams. The Eagles are not in a position to take a chance on a medical guy when they stink. Tyree in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I can't believe what's going on, Ty.
What's up, Tyree?
I get what you're saying about his injury history, but at the end of the day, I'm not giving Howie in this front office any types of passes. I'm more or less like the Devontae Smith edition. I like it, but at the same time, I knew that it was it's basically an admission that you're wrong about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Not so much as Jalen Reagor, because you don't really know what he is. But now with a Devontae Smith, you can put Reagor in the slot and leave him where he's supposed to be at, much rather than trying to force him to the outside where he can't thrive at. He's just not that good to be out there. But as far as the linemen, I don't have any faith in Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks staying healthy. And I get what you're saying. He just got hurt. I don't see this kid playing this year. But I look at the line. You just mentioned Nate Herbig, and you mentioned Samalu. I like Driscoll. It's about depth in the NFL. You don't have depth at the offensive line, you're going to have issues. And that was the number one thing that we had.
37th overall, he's a depth player. He's not a starter. Because I think he's a starter.
This is what I'm saying. Guy. Everybody keeps saying, like, oh, we need to get four. Like, I heard a guy the other day say, we need to get four starters. Yeah. For what? We're not winning a division this year.
So you're not going to watch football this year?
Oh no, I'm watching football. One.
So wait a minute. So that's why, because you're going to watch your football team, and what would be better? You're going to be watching at cornerback. You're going to be watching some bums play corner getting burnt. Or would you rather watch a young rookie? Who's going to develop? You're going to be watching bums at corner.
But this is the thing, Ty. We're in Philadelphia, so we go get Asante Samuel Jr. and he doesn't have five or six picks in his first year. They're going to be like, he's a bust.
We're not going to say he's a bust, Landon Dickerson, if he doesn't play.
Did Andre do it? But what are they saying about Andre do it?
They're saying he's a bust. That's what they're saying.
And you understand what I'm saying? Like, I know that they looked at Andre do it. It's just like any pick that any team in Philadelphia makes, right?
But if they're not. Tyree. Dillard wasn't hurt when they drafted him. Dillard wasn't hurt when they drafted him. I don't want to be negative on a day like today. I really don't. Believe it or not. I'm looking for people to tell me that it's going to be okay. But what you can't do is say, oh, well, Philly would have been too mean to the guy. If you don't get out of here with that. Asante Samuel Jr., he's going to sink or swim, but he would play. JLK and linebacker would play. They need players. They need football players on this team. I don't think that's too much to ask. 610-632-0975. The question is only, did Howie Roseman give this team a chance to improve both in 2021 and the future? And I can't with the, oh, they're not going to be good anyway. If that's the case, why sign any free agents? If they're just not going to be good, why not trade back in the first round and just get future picks and always do for the future? No, you need to get people in your program that are going to play for you and develop, because you develop by playing football. Outside of maybe quarterback, you don't learn by watching. Offensive linemen get better by playing. Defensive linemen get better by playing. Corners, if you get burnt, what did you do wrong? You learn. Then you look at it on film. Playing is how you get better. Again, Milton Williams may end up being a physical freak. That may end up being a great pick. I don't know if he's going to be a starter. and I needed a start. I need a starter. The Eagles stink. 4 wins. I need a first round starter. They got that. I need a second round starter. He's not going to play. I need a third round starter. He's not going to start. Maybe, you know what? Maybe he does start. They listed him as an end. The Eagles think that he's a tackle. We'll find out. But the bottom line is, word of the week is chance, because all these players have a chance to be great. Devontae Smith may be great. Landon Dickerson may be great. Milton Williams may be great. The question is, did Howie give us a chance to be better both this year? Because we're still watching our football team. And how about this? Have an A-plus draft. You mess around and be in the mix. Who's that draft that the Saints had a few years ago where they had Kamara and all those guys? Every player they drafted that year was great that year, and next thing you know, they took a big leap forward. Why can't the Eagles have one of those drafts where they, boom, get this starter, that starter? If you get 5-6 new starters, your team looks completely different, and then you can't rule it out. Maybe Jalen Hurts can play. What they're doing now is they're telling you they don't want to be good. By drafting a player that's not going to play, they're telling you they don't want to be good. I don't like entering my football season not watching football. Shane in Nazareth, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone? So I had to call in because last night you saw the board fall into us. Like, there's three players ahead of where they picked at 37 that I wanted, and it was falling the way that I expected them to go with going with Asante, and then they go with Dickerson. And I'm like, you're not even going to be able to plug and play him right away because he has injury history. And then the third round pick, I'm not 100% sold on either, because I've talked to you and I've talked to other people on the station. Like, there's a lot of holes in this roster right now, and a lot of it stems from that back seven, not the front four. It's really mainly the secondary and the linebacking core at this point that I'd rather fill, and they did it once again. And now, like, they're going to probably give us a bunch of excuses on why they didn't go with the best player available. I don't want to hear that. Like, if you want to get this team better, you draft the best players available. Like, I don't understand it right now. It's like, I wish someone could explain to me why they did what they did last night, and it actually makes sense.
I wish I could. Because, again, this has nothing against Landon Dickerson, like, as a human being or even as a football player. I just know the guy's been hurt in the last 5 years 4 times. He's hurt right now, and you take him 37th overall. Everyone I know says that, even the ones that like him, including Mike K from NJ.com, says they likely could have traded back in the second round. So then you're not getting an extra 6th-round pick. You're getting an extra 3rd-round pick, extra 4th-round pick, and then still taking them. Then if you're taking them with more value for another starter, a 6th-round pick does nothing for me. That's a coin flip.
No, not at all. And then even with that, like, with them picking them when they did, like, they could have filled up all the other holes. And then I watched, like, Cisco from Syracuse, who else was it? The guy from TCU, the safety. I think it was yesterday. There's just all these other positions, like in the secondary, and all these players that they could have drafted. And I'm just like, why is this falling the way? Like, it's literally, you're just getting it handed on a platter, and like, and they're not taking advantage of it. So, Tyrone, before you let me go, what do you think is going to happen with Ertz? Does he get traded this weekend?
I think I don't think he'll be traded this weekend, because I don't know if Howie knows what he's doing. He's asking for the moon for the guy. No one's giving him the moon. Just trade him. You don't want him back. You were fighting with them on the field last year. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Word of the week is chance. Did Howie Roseman give this team a good chance to improve both in 2021 and in the future? I don't think so. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 12 noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Weekends on The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson. Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson Here with you until noon, 610-632-0975. Word of the week is chance. Draft is the ultimate game of chance. There's a chance these players will be great. There's a chance those players will be terrible and everything in between. And on the line right now with me is a player who was drafted years ago and went on to have a really good career, and that's Mr. Brian Westbrook on the Comcast Business Hotline. How you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing well, Ty. And ironically, you mentioned that. I got a text message from someone and said, 20 years ago, 20 doggone years ago, I got drafted, which may be a little bit off because I got drafted in, 2002, so maybe 19 years ago, I was drafted by the Eagles. And it seems just like yesterday. I remember the experience of watching the first two rounds go by, and this was back when the draft was all in the same day. It started on Saturday, and started watching the draft early on Saturday morning, and then watched the first round go by, the second round go by, and guys that I thought I was better than get picked before me, and then finally get the call late on Saturday night from Andy Reid and Mark Ross over there at the Eagles. And it was a great experience for me, an exciting time. I'm excited for these young men as their life certainly will change here.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about a chance. You're one of the players, obviously, that worked out. There's a bunch of players who were drafted before you who didn't have nearly as good a career as you did in running back and other positions as well. And you look at what the Eagles did on day one, and pretty much in Philly, Devontae Smith, everyone agreed, good pick. Mm-hmm. A lot more mixed on day two. Now, First thing, before I get to any specific players, because I don't want to start off from a negative place, I want to ask you, Howie Roseman, in my opinion, and in most people's opinion, should not be comfortable right now because he hasn't drafted well. Day two, it seems like the approach he took is of a guy who's not worried about job security and has the ear of the owner and is not in a hurry to improve this team. Is that a fair statement to make?
Well, I think it's fair, but I would also mention, why would he? I mean, why would he feel that he has to win right now? I mean, we heard what Jeffrey Lurie said after, you know, he got rid of Doug Peterson. We heard him say that Doug and Jeffrey Lurie, their thought process were totally different. Doug wanted to win right now. Doug was trying to figure out ways to make this 2021 team winners. And Jeffrey Lurie was more so looking at the long term. And so when you think about the things that Howie Roseman did in the draft we're talking about last night, I have to believe that all that points towards this year not being a year that we're expecting to be a very good football team. And because of that, he is drafting for the future. So, I mean, to your point, he's doing exactly what you're doing, but his job security certainly is there because Jeffrey Lurie got rid of the quarterback, get rid of the coach. Howie Roseman stayed and also mentioned that he's building for the future, and that sounds like it included Howie Roseman in those future plans.
Yeah, it does seem like that. Now, you go 37th overall, and my mindset going into the pick was starter. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have a bunch of needs. So I'm thinking starter. Just if he's a starter who you can develop, I'm good with it. I have an open mind, a lot of holes on defense, not perfect on offense. Get a starter. They go with Landon Dickerson from Alabama. He's likely not to be a starter because 2016, ACL tear surgery. 2017, ankle surgery. 2018, ankle surgery. 2020, another ACL on the other ACL surgery. Very talented player, but that many injuries. Are you concerned about the Eagles drafting a guy not with an injury, but with four season-ending surgery injuries?
Well, listen, he is a great player. Like you mentioned, we all know that. I think the idea of drafting him at 37 is the issue.
Right.
Because there were other players there, and the guy that I wanted at that point was Barmore there. They ended up going to New England. I think drafting him there, because 37, whether he's a starter or not, should be a guy that should be impacting your football team this season, in my opinion, in the way that I look at. But again, we all got to take a step back and start thinking the way Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman are thinking. They're not thinking that we're about to win the NFC East this year, certainly not win the Super Bowl this year. They're trying to plan for the next several years, 2023, 2024. And so you have to believe at this point that Dickerson may be a guy that can be a starter at center or guard, depending on what, say, Amalu does when Kelsey retires. And that's the way that they're thinking. And I say all that to say this, though, Ty. Because of the injuries, I wouldn't have picked him at 37. I would have went Barmore and then found a way to either get back up in the beginning of the third round and got Dickerson, or picked them up when we had our opportunity to pick somebody in the third round, because a lot of other teams that I've talked to had him in the third round great strictly because of those injuries.
It's funny you say that, Brian. The Eagle, now if the person immediately, there were tons of trades in the second round, a million trades.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Eagles definitely could have got what they could have picked up, not one, but two third-round picks had they traded down in the second round. And if they want to take them, trade down in the second round, pick up two threes,
yep,
then take them and do it. That was my issue, was number 37. And again, I just want to make it clear, I've been saying it the whole show, you just said it, clearly a very talented football player. So it's not about, oh, we don't like Landon Dickerson, we have something against Landon Dickerson. He is a talented football player, but with those amount of injuries – at 37, to me, it doesn't seem like a good allocation of resources for a team that's rebuilding. And I'm not talking about jumping to win the NFC East. I'm saying you have to be able to evaluate these guys in real time, because when you're rebuilding, you draft, and then you end up replacing that guy fairly quickly. If that guy doesn't work out, you won't really get a fair evaluation process on him while you're trying. Yet when you draft somebody that high, it's almost like you're relying on him at the same time.
You know what I've been thinking all morning? I kind of have had the same feeling that you've had. My thought process is maybe the positions that we were talking about yesterday, cornerback, linebacker, safety, even backup running back, maybe they didn't feel as strong about those guys in those positions. And with those three first-round picks next year, that's where you address your cornerback. You get the best available cornerback at your earliest first-round pick next year. Same thing with linebacker, things like that. You know, we as fans, and this is me too, because I'm a big-time Eagles fan as well, we have to understand, you do not fix a football team that has as many holes as we have right now in one draft, in one offseason. It's just not fixed that way, and then you become contenders. It takes time to build that foundation. It takes time to build that core group of guys that you can depend on. And because of that, we have to believe that some of those guys will come in this draft, and then hopefully they'll play a little bit this year and be stars next year. And then some of those guys may be higher draft picks, cornerback, safety, linebacker potentially next year with those early first-round picks that we have. And that's how you improve your team. But to think that we're going to go from a 4-11-1 team this year to a team that's going to be a Super Bowl contender next year with a second year quarterback, with the young talented players all across the board, in certain positions, I think that was a bad thought process for me as a fan, and probably some of the other fans out there as well.
That's fair. Now the third round pick, Milton Williams, I have no issues with him as a pick individually. Off the charts, athletically, and was a productive player. He had 10 sacks, and playing inside, yep, 10 sacks in 22 games. But then they cut away to the war room. And they've done that for every single team. And this is the only time I've ever seen this particular situation. High Roseman, after the pick, there's no celebration. Usually, mm-hmm, when they know the cameras are on, the guys celebrate when they make a pick. Even if they don't like it, they at least fake it. No one's really paying attention. Howie goes out of his way to tap Jeffrey Lurie and go over to guys and start fist bumping. He goes over to Tom Donahoe, and clearly Tom Donahoe's not happy. They ask Howie about it later, and he says that the trade down from 70 to 73, there were some players that the football people wanted at 70. Forget the player for a second. Have you seen something like that before, what happened last night?
Well, I think it happens from time to time. I also kind of would point out that Howie still struggles to read the room. I mean, if a guy,
no one else was happy, Howie.
If you don't understand that nobody else around you is happy except for you, then you're going to struggle to read the room. Which I think goes back to some of the other issues that people have seen with Howie Roseman. But when you tell me that you missed out on the guys, a couple of the guys that you have on your draft board at 70 to move back to 73 for a 6-round draft pick, to me, that's a terrible flaw. That's just a terrible decision. It's taking a chance. And the way that he explained it was, I just wanted to see how it would go. What? Excuse me? This is not a science experiment, Howie. This is the time where you draft the best player available, the players that, again, your scouts have put in hours upon hours away from the family to scout and to rate and all those different things so that you can tell who the best player at that point is so you can get him. To get an additional six-round pick, I remember guys that were six-round picks when I got drafted, and even when I played, most of those guys were on the team for a year or two, special teams type of guys, more camp leg type of guys, not guys that are going to consistently help you win. And to me, in that third round, that's a guy that should be helping you win. That's a guy that should be helping you win, a core group guy for years to come. And to miss on those guys to get an additional six-round pick, to me, that just doesn't make any sense.
Right. And again, this has nothing to do with the player. It's like twice. I don't have anything against Milton Williams. I'm not trying to, you know, bring him in and have some issue with a young guy like that. It just seems like the approach. I thought that day one, and it was probably overstated, maybe this was a change in the approach. It looks like, once again, Howie's approach was not what he promised of, I'm just going to follow the board and listen to the football people. Donahoe's the ultimate football person, and no one in the room is celebrating at that pick. It doesn't, he might go on to be a Hall of Famer. The point was, it didn't look like the approach to the pick, it has changed. It looks like it's the same old from Howie, and he hasn't drafted well with the same old. So it just caused me pause, not because of the player, but because of the process. Is that fair?
That's absolutely fair. The guys that scouted these players watch in between the 70th pick and the 73rd pick, they watched the guy that they wanted go elsewhere. And with the gamble that, you know, we were trying to, you know, play the odds that he would still be there. And we lost that guy for a guy that may or may not even make the team. That's the probably the bigger part, a bigger issue that Tom had there. And what we kind of saw in that clip. And listen, the draft is always a gamble. We understand that. But when you have the opportunity to take the guy that everyone in your war room has says is the guy right now, he's right in that range, and two or three picks, that doesn't matter. It just doesn't. Just take the guy and live with it, and you go on. Instead of doing that, they ended up getting a guy who may be very productive. We can't take that away, but he wasn't the guy that all the scouts, everyone else in the room except for Howie wanted, and that's the part that is more of an issue. Kind of harks back to what we've seen in the past with the Eagles and their draft picks.
Right. Now, the last thing I want to ask you about, I appreciate you being so gracious with your time. We're talking to Brian Westbrook, the great Brian Westbrook. Going forward, they have a fourth rounder, a fifth rounder, four sixth rounders now, and then two seventh rounders. There are people out there that think that maybe they try to trade some picks, make some trades for some a stopgap starter. In this draft, with the COVID situations, do these sixth rounders have value to other teams? Because to me, it seems like they would have even less value this year because you've been able to do less research with the medicals because of COVID. Do you think that they'll actually be able to trade some of those picks for a veteran starter?
I'm not a big believer in building your team on six-round draft picks. Now, unless you just have a great staff that can develop talent and you've had a track record of taking six-rounders and making them into starters and pro bowlers, you know? And I'm not saying it can't happen because we've seen that happen.
Like Richard Sherman.
Yeah. We've seen that happen throughout the years. It's just few and far between. Mm-hmm. To me, you go get the better player. And if we get a veteran for a couple six-round picks, I would question how good that veteran really is, and maybe we could have got that veteran in free agency when they cut that guy, because if you're willing to give him up for a six-round pick, you probably want to cut that veteran anyway, right? And so to me, as I think about this thing, just think about it. If we're talking about getting those positions that of need filled, wide receiver in some areas, DB,
probably need another running back.
Yeah, if we were looking at the fourth, fifth, sixth round, maybe those guys aren't the guys that are going to be the people that can help us right away. They may not be the guys that can help us even next year. They could be core group, special teams type of guys that can contribute a little bit on offense, but those aren't the guys that's going to help us win those Super Bowls in the next 4 or 5 years, usually, for the most part. To me, those guys in the first four rounds are going to be the guys that's going to be the core group of the the people that are going to help you win. Those are the things that we should be focused on, getting the best players available there. I think we made a strategical mistake yesterday and with the 37th pick.
Yeah, Brian, well, it's concerning because we've said these things in the past. Maybe the players end up proving everything wrong because it's all about how the players perform. But it does not appear that Howie has learned his lesson, which makes me have concerns about their possibility of stealing a guy later in the draft if his process is still flawed. So let's just hope that some good things happen the rest of this day. Do you like the draft being spread over 3 days, or do you like it back when it was just one long day?
I like the speed that they were going yesterday. I mean, I felt like, you know, after the pick, two minutes later, the next pick was in. I would rather have the first through third round, maybe the first and second round in one day, than the third and fourth round. But I having it spread over 3 days, you know, we all know what the reason for that is. Mm-hmm. It's about television ratings, it's about money. We get that. But as a player, I would hate it, because just imagine if you're getting a second round, third round pick. You're waiting a whole nother day after the draft started, and it'll be too much for me. I liked it when you had the first three rounds the first day, and then that Sunday you had the rest of the rounds and the draft was over. But at this day and age, it's all about the money, and that's what the NFL is about.
Right. True indeed. Listen, Brian, I appreciate you spending some time with me today, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, man.
All right. Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
All right, man. That's Brian Westbrook on the Comcast Business Hotline. Don't bounce back, bounce forward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.